Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Hopefully everyone is having a great, great, great day so far. A good start to the week following Monday. We have a lot to get to today. A lot to get to. I'm not even going to mess around. I know sometimes I get long-winded with these intros. I'm going to squeeze in a call or two. I have the one and only Ed Smith, Easy Sports Talk Radio, coming up. And I've got sound from the Bucks and the Heat. I got stuff about 1600 trying to get the Big Ten to play. It's a good thing politics isn't involved in sports. OKC Rockets. D-backs had a fire sale. Matt Nagy talked about the Bears and Mitchell Trubisky. You know I'm about to go in on that. And I'm going to talk about the difference between a star, a superstar, and what greatness is. And I'm going to play sound to back up my point. And it's really just that simple. This is the Cave Show with PLR. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get down there and check them out. Let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can become a club member, get a locker that backs directly up to a humidor. It gives you access to the members' lounge. Tons of TVs. There's sports on everywhere. So you can watch your games. You can relax. You can enjoy. Even check this out. You can rent it out for your own events and parties. It's a refrigerator back there. It's everything. It is the perfect place. If for any reason you can't get down to Maduro's in person, there is no worry. You can go to Stogie World. That's StogieWorld.com. Incredible selection of cigars. Same selection you get if you physically went in. Here's the good part. Get your order in early enough, ship out same day. You're not sitting around wondering why it's taking your steak so long to get to you. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If you get down there, though, PLR sent you 10% off your cigar purchase. They do serve beer and wine. All right, folks, we're going to jump into it today. Like I said, there's a ton of stuff. I've got a ton of sound to play. I do want to open it up for a couple calls, if I can squeeze those in. And then we got to get right down to it. All calls are made via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. That call-in number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. I do have a couple calls logged up. Let's just go in order as they're on the screen. Thank you for hanging on hold. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Lou, my friend, how are you, sir?
All right. So while Nagy's keeping his mouth shut about who the starting quarterback is going to be, do you have any idea who you think it's going to be for the quarterback for opening day?
You know, every time there's a Bears press conference, I listen to see if he's going to give any indication. And in all honesty, I have no idea. My gut tells me it'll be my gut tells me it will not be Trubisky. But here's where I'm going to contradict myself. I think the Bears want to give him every opportunity to fail. And if that means rolling him out there for a game, means they have to give him that chance, then maybe that's what they do. But they really want him to succeed.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
So,
although Trubisky hasn't been the greatest.
That was the politest thing I've heard all day.
Yeah.
So, he is a different dude.
That he is. hey, did you know we actually had a college football game on Saturday? It was Central Arkansas. I forget who they played against, but, you know, I know it's not like, you know, Division 1A and whatnot, but, hey, college football is college football, any way you look at it.
Yeah, you know what? I had to look. Like, I was out and about, and I looked up. I was somewhere. I looked up, and I saw that game. I thought it was just a replay. And then I found out later it was actually a live game. So, yeah, football is back.
Well, listen, back.
The SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, they're going for it. So there's definitely going to be football. North Carolina, I guess Clemson opens with Wake Forest. And there will be no fans because North Carolina not allowing any
right.
fans in any type of stadiums right now whatsoever.
Right.
But there will definitely be football played.
That's the important thing. And, of course, you know, with Trump thinking of how you're going to get the, you know, Big Ten open. Look, just find a way to do it. And the sooner the better. Okay, that's all I ask. Just get it done.
Okay, so here's the thing. 1600 Pennsylvania had a meeting with the Big Ten to try to get them to play football. One, and I'll cross this off the list because it was a topic. One, I'm tired of hearing I want politics out of sports. When 1600 announces that he's having a meeting to get football played, that is inserting politics into sports. If the highest office in the country is making every attempt to get something started, that is inserting politics into it. So I don't want anyone else that tweets me, that texts me, that inboxes me, and says anything about the NBA or the NHL or the MLB or any other organization. And if you're one of those trolls that like to put stupid crap on your Facebook, like you're never watching again, your president,
right.
our president, the person that lives at 1600, is inserting himself into it. Now, for all those whining people in Nebraska that talked about, you know, oh, we're going to sue, whatever, 11 of the 14 presidents voted against football. Not,
yeah.
It wasn't 8-6. It wasn't 9-5. It wasn't close. 11-3 is a substantial amount of votes. So, yes, asinine that in the state of Ohio, Cincinnati could play football. Ohio, if they played, they would be in their season. High schools playing football. I get all that. And it's asinine that you're going to look at Ohio State and say, we're all in the same state, but you can't play. I get it, but you're bitching at the wrong people. Your presidents of the Big Ten made that decision. You got outvoted. So I don't care where 1600 puts his conversation at or his calls at. You can't just snap your fingers and make a season start. So
no.
Football starts in about a week. If the Big Ten tried to hop in the next couple weeks, do you realize how ill-prepared those kids will be to jump in and play a football
yeah.
schedule?
They
it's
will be
not
prepared.
Like that. No, they won't. It took the NBA professionals that get paid money. They needed a ramp-up time. These kids that are returning haven't played a game in 9 months. There's wrap-up time. I'm sorry the Big Ten decided not to play. I am. For them, for the kids, for everything. If that's the course they decided was the best for health, then now's the time when you live in a conference, you have to deal with the repercussions of how the vote comes out. If you're so pissed off about it, figure out a way to become an independent. And I will say this, Notre Dame is an independent. And what did they do? They tried to conference up as many games in the ACC as they could. So go out there, Nebraska, be an independent. Give back your guaranteed TV money. Your team has sucked
yeah.
for the past 5 years. No one outside of Nebraska wants to watch you. You're irrelevant. So go ahead. bitch all you want. But at the same time, you chose to go in a conference. You chose to give up your rights for overall, you know, doing what you want for a vote. 11-3. You lost. Sorry. Live with it. That's the way it goes. And then Lou, to flip that, I think it's amazing that 1600 hasn't called any Pac-12 schools to put the same pressure on. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because and I'm hoping you notice that. Big Ten schools are in Pennsylvania, swing state.
Yeah.
Ohio, swing state. Wisconsin, swing state. Michigan, swing state. I've just given you four of them. Four swing states. He is very well liked in Indiana, where the vice president is from. He knows he's not going to win Illinois because of Chicago. Iowa is up in the air, and Nebraska's very red. Very easy to jump in and basically say you're not. This isn't politics when we know it is. Flip side, you're not winning Washington, you're not winning Oregon, you're not winning California, you're not winning Colorado. Real easy to stay out of those states. Real easy. Because you know, no one really cares what you say there. So whenever someone
right.
tells me politics, stay, keep politics out, politics is in. And the last thing I'm going to say about that, Nick
yeah.
Saban led a march for equality with his players for BLM. I haven't seen any tweets knocking Nick Saban. I haven't seen any tweets saying anything poorly about Nick Saban. I haven't seen any of that. Because I'll tell you what, as much as Alabama loves 1600, you know what they love more? Nick Saban and Alabama football. And
yes.
I don't give a good damn who you are. You don't insult Nick Saban, and you don't insult Alabama football. So I think it's just kind of funny how there are no tweets about that. There's no mention about that. But we want to
right.
keep politics out of sports. It's a joke.
Yeah. Right, but that's going to happen. As much as I don't like it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, everything I just said is just happens to be a coincidence, I guess. What a coincidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A big coincidence. All right, so we got game 7 tonight. Who do you think it's going to be?
Give me Denver, because they have the momentum at this point. So,
yeah. Okay.
And that's what you were talking about, right?
Yes.
Yes, give me Denver. I like the momentum. They've won 3 in a row. They found their groove, and Utah's back on their heels. So I'm real comfortable with the way Denver's playing. And you got to prove to me that you can slow down. You can slow down Jamal Murray. That kid's on the tail right now.
He has been on a roll. So. We'll see that, but I'm still gonna go with Jazz. So we'll just wait and see what happens. It's game tonight. It's gonna be good. And we had another doozy of a game last night with Tampa and Boston. And Tampa won in double overtime. The number one seed goes down again. Oh boy,
crazy, huh?
The number one jinx strikes again.
Hey, in hockey, anything can happen.
I guess it can. And the Islanders can close on Philly tomorrow. Oh, boy. Normally, I would say, yeah. But
so,
this year, it's a little different.
So, wait a second. There's the Devils, the Islanders, and the Rangers. You're a fan of?
Rangers.
Rangers, okay. Wasn't sure. I know you got three
but,
to choose from, so I didn't know which one you were behind.
But this year, you know, considering, you know, with my late partner, you know, this, you know, I mean, this is for him, you know, with the Islanders. This is for him.
Yeah. No, I hear
you. Yes, I saw my pride a little bit for that reason and for that reason only. Other than that, yeah, you know the story.
I hear you, my friend. I hear you.
All right.
All right, buddy.
I won't hold you up longer because I know Ed's coming, so I'll just leave it at that.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right, take a big hit for me.
All right, I will do. Thanks, Lou. Good friend of the program, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. Let's go ahead and take this break real quick. We'll be right back. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. And yeah, I sound worked up because I am, and I'm just starting Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me this Tuesday. So I'm trying to figure out exactly what kind of mood I'm in. I'm like all fired up about a lot of stuff that really bothered me yesterday. And I'm going to really get into it. I really wanted to get the opinion of Ed Smith, Easy Sports Talk Radio, veteran of the MLB and the NFL, to get his take on a couple things coming up. So that's coming very soon. He'll be on air with us very soon. Like I said, this is The Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for listening today. Make sure if you ever listen, if you ever miss the show, don't even worry about it. There's a replay at 3 o'clock on KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Download the app from your Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps. And as well as you can also listen live 1 o'clock every day, KSRN, BTR, a bunch of different ways to get to it. One way also is to go to the website, sportscave.com, caves with a K. Click on that listen live button, bada bing, bada boom, there you are. Last night had fun over at Insight Sports Net. My man Keith Pompey rolled through. That audio will be up. I'll make sure I'm tweeting that out starting tonight and into tomorrow. That was a lot of fun with my man Ed Cole and Joanna Rosalie. So I'll get that out to you guys as well. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit of hoops. Okay, see, the Rockets, I will admit it, I was 100% dead wrong. I thought the Rockets would go ahead and close out OKC last night. Chris Paul said, "Damn it, you're going to be wrong, and I'm going to make you wrong and prove you wrong." He played his butt off, had an incredible game. The Rockets really just pissed me off, honestly. They play an unwatchable brand of basketball. They have very good players, but their discipline to be undisciplined and to only score via the three, a layup or a free throw, has to be the dumbest basketball I've ever seen in my life. It is the dumbest basketball ever, because you cannot close out a game only doing those things. If you're up with 3 minutes left, you have to get the best shot possible to keep your lead and keep the pressure on. They only played for threes, layups, and free throws. Twice yesterday, I saw someone with a wide open 10-footer, and they passed on it and kicked it for a contested three. It is dumb, asinine basketball. And they are too talented to pass on that when you're closing out a game. If you want to shoot 93s the first 44 minutes, you go for it. But when the game is on the line, you have to make an adjustment. D'Antoni makes no adjustments. All he does is say, "We'll do it harder. We'll do it better. This is what we do. We'll just keep doing it. We won't stop." What has it gotten you? It's asinine, dumb basketball. I think they're going to win this series. I think they'll give the Lakers more fit. I don't think they'll beat them. I think if the Lakers played OKC, it's a sweep. With Houston, I think they can get one or two because they're going to shoot 163. And the Lakers can't play small because their smalls just aren't that good anymore. I don't worry about Deion Waiters. I don't worry about J.R. Smith. Kyle Kuzma's only got to play. If there's a seven-game series, it goes off seven, he'll give you three good games and four bricks, four donut games. You know what LeBron's going to give you. You know what AD is going to give you. Houston is just a tough team to watch. They have to move on. They have to do something different. This is not sustainable. And they prove it. I understand they're all in. Look, be all in on small ball. If you want to play little ball, do it. Do it to the hilt. But at the same time, when it's time to close out a game, you got to take the best shot. And they don't do that. Don't trust them. Do not trust. First off, I said it before, I'm going to say it again. Who is your coach? Mike D'Antoni. They're not going too far. Maybe they sniff the conference finals. They'll find a way to lose. Maybe they'll sniff the second round. He is not a championship-style coach, period. He is a very good coach. He's very innovative. Can't adjust to save his life. And I don't know if he can't or he's too stubborn to. He is a regular season coach and a first-round coach. He's not a take-you-all-the-way coach. Bucks and Heat. Got sound from that one. Definitely want to play the sound from that one. Jimmy Butler is a closer. My man Keith Pompeo was on a show with him last night, and he said he was getting tons of messages about, he writes for the Philly Inquirer, tons of messages about Jimmy Butler and what he's doing in Miami. I've talked about Philly. I'm not even going to get back into Philly anymore because it's too easy. That's shooting fish in the barrel. Jimmy is a closer. Here's his coach talking about him.
Yeah, I mean, he wants these kind of moments, and you know, so much of playoff basketball at the end, you have to do a lot of things well during the course of the game, but you want the ball to be in your most stable, experienced guys, and. Those actions for us tonight were with Jimmy and Goran, and they both produced.
And I'll have more sound on this one, too, tomorrow as well, because I want to follow up on a couple points I'm going to make today, which I know I won't have too much time and go into. But here's Coach Budenheimer talking about Jimmy as well.
Well, I think mostly credit to Jimmy. I thought he hit, you know, several – if not all of the shots he made were tough shots. He's capable. Give him credit. He made them. But overall, the defense, while we can always be better, I think it was a case of him making tough shots.
Okay, I let that sit there for a second because that's asinine. That's asinine. You have the reigning defensive player of the year on your team. How many times did you put Freak on Jimmy Butler? Hold on. I'll give you a start. Let's see who can count to zero first. Go. I just told you Mike D'Antoni makes no adjustments. I just told you that. Guess who else makes no adjustments? Guess who else is a good regular season coach? Coach Budenheimer. And I know there's a lot of people out there, especially coaches, because they love to stick together. They'll tell me, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Coach Bud is really good. Coach Bud is this. Coach Bud is that. He is good. He wouldn't coach in the NBA if he wasn't good. But his ability to adjust is god-awful. God-awful. You have the defensive player of the year on your team. And the other team has a guy who's giving it to you. And I mean Jimmy Butler was giving it to him. He hit a three, a mid-range fall away. A dunk, a floater, whatever you want, however you wanted it, he was giving it to him. He looked at his team, and I'll have this sound for you tomorrow. I apologize it didn't upload. He looked at his team and said, I'm not passing you the ball. And they looked at him basically and said, don't worry about it. You do you. You're bringing us home. That's why you're here. And nowhere in the recesses of Boonheimer's mind did he say, oh, maybe I should put the best player defensively on him. How the hell not? What could go wrong by moving the best defender on the guy giving it to you? How does that thought not even enter your mind? That makes absolutely no sense. None. And then your best player is the most respectful person there is. Eric Nahm of The Athletic specifically asked him, the freak, about guarding Jimmy Butler. Listen to the response. I'm playing it with Eric Nimes of The Athletic, with him asking a question. Listen all the way through.
Two questions about the defense. First, did you ask Bud to take Jimmy late?
To guard him?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Why would you ask that?
Is that something you want to do going forward?
No, I'll do whatever coach tells me to do.
And then I guess the second thing defensively, Goran is really good in those in-between spaces. Dragic can get into those in-between spaces. That's where you want to force people. What can you do to make him more uncomfortable? Because it feels like he's one of the few point guards that really likes to be in that mid-range in-between space.
Obviously, we cannot let him go left. We've got to send him right. But, you know, coach wants us to let them shoot that shot, especially, you know, the point guard, Jimmy, Nunn, Hero, all of those guys, and we gotta live with it. We gotta live with it. That's how we're playing all year, and we're not gonna, you know, not gonna change it now. And now if coach comes tomorrow and we watch the tape, and he tells us to, you know, pick him up a little bit, you know, further up, we'll do it. But for now, coach hasn't said something like that, so we just gotta live with whatever the game plan is, win or lose.
Freak is one of the most respectful people there is. He said, coach has a plan. He's sticking to the plan. That's what the coach says. That's what he's going to do. And now is where I piss off everybody. Freak also only shot 12 shots. This is what he said about that, and I'm going to tie this all together.
I just got to keep making the right play. No, keep playing good basketball, keep finding my teammates. Obviously, you know, they're going to try to build a wall as much as possible. This game, the next game, the whole series. So I got to keep making the right play. You know, would I want to be more aggressive? Obviously, you know, when the game is over and you look at the stat sheet and you see 12 shots, you kind of wonder, why I didn't shoot more? Could I be more aggressive? But I think, I was just trying to make the right play, and it was my mindset the whole game. And, you know, win or lose, you got to live with it.
Okay. Here's where being too respectful and being too unselfish can do you in. You need to take more than 12 shots, Freak. Giannis has to take more than 12 shots. You know how you get them out of building that wall? You have to take jumpers. You got to make them, but you can only make them if you take them. You got to take those shots. Because that's what you put in all this work in the offseason for. You have to defensively make Miami respect you to come out to you because of your aggression. And this is where the whole star, superstar thing, in my opinion, starts to separate. Giannis is quote-unquote a superstar because he's about to be the MVP again. two-time defensive player of the, or defensive player of the year, all that, all, everything. Everything he does is great. But this is what separates the true superstars. This is why LeBron is LeBron. This is why Kawhi is Kawhi. This is why Kobe was Kobe. Why Mike is Mike. Why all these people transcended Bird, Magic, Steph, KD. This is why they transcend, because they have the ability to say, get on my back, let's go. They have the ability to look at a coach like LeBron did in Chicago and say, that's not the play we're running. This is the play we're running. It has to do with Kobe saying, no, no, give me him the last 5 minutes of the fourth. This is what separates that superstar. This is where the next maturation has to come to Giannis Antetokounmpo. He, in those situations, have to say, hey, look, I don't care, coach. I know what the scheme is, but we all know the scheme. Middleton has to go guard him. I'm getting on Butler. I'm getting on Jimmy. I've only taken 12 shots. Can't live with that. Can't live with that. Can't live with that Florida game. If we're winning, great. But we need to close this bad boy out and not give Miami more hope. Ball's going to be in my hands, and I'm going to make the decision. I've been in the gym all summer working on jumpers just for this occasion. That's what separates superstars from that next level of elite. KD coming down, knowing LeBron is going to pick him up, but knowing that he's picking him up 2 feet closer to the three-point line, KD comes up, pulls up from 4 feet deeper than the three-point line, and pulls it and puts the game on ice. 2 years back-to-back. Those are the things that transcend. You can win awards. You can do all that crap in the regular season. That's great. But if Mike hadn't won a championship, if LeBron hadn't won a championship, if Kobe didn't win rings, if Bird didn't win rings, listen to the last letter I'm putting on this. If Magic didn't win rings, Kareem didn't win rings, they wouldn't go down as the greatest. Charles Barkley was a bad dude. He could ball. A 6'4" power forward, that is a freak of nature that you will never see again in your life. But Tim Duncan is known as the best power forward ever, not only because of his skills, but he helped his team deliver 5 rings. Matters. It matters. I saw Charles Barkley in a game 7 against the Seattle Seahawks go for 44-20 and a win. He basically said, come sit on my back. Giannis, you have to say in the playoffs, come sit on my back. I will get you home, or I will leave it all out here trying. But 12 shots and not defending the best player, that's a mess up on you and your coach. And if your coach can't make that decision to do it, that's when you have to step up and say, this is what the hell we're doing. This is the Cave Show.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you're following us on all forms of social media, on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, all at the Sports Cave. I almost gave you the .com. That's the website, all at the Sports Cave. Cave is with a K. Shortly, we should be joined by Ed Smith. He's in a meeting right now, so hopefully when he gets out, we will still have time to get him dialed up and ready to go. I'm going to go with baseball because that's the first thing I'm going to ask him about. The Diamondbacks had a fire sale yesterday. If they played on a team, be happy that you're still there. They literally gave up everybody. Everybody. And I just got to know, what the hell were they thinking? I talked about it yesterday. As soon as we finished, Mike Hazen went right to his meeting. So I'm going to play that sound. I have Ed online now. So I'm going to play that sound with Ed online. I'm going to bring him in, ask him his thoughts on it. So on the Kerry Lackey Law line right now, Easy Sports Talk Radio, heard every Saturday, 10 to 12 on 1060 AM. And if I'm bringing this brother in, I got to bring him in the right way. My brother.
What's going on, brother Paul? You can't start me off laughing like that, man.
Hey, I gotta bring you in right, brother. Gotta bring you in the right way.
I appreciate you.
What's good, my man? It's good to hear your voice.
You too, man. We're just slowly making it through this year, man. And, you know, fingers crossed we eventually get out all this mess.
Man, you know what? There's so much going on. I had about 6 calls, and I couldn't even take them because I had to get out. I got so much on my mind. I feel like Chuck D back in the day. I just got so much on my mind, and it's got to come out somewhere. I don't have enough show to get it all out in the open like this, but baseball yesterday got me. And Mike Hazen went on, the general manager of the D-back. He went on a Zoom call with media as soon as everything was over. And some of the stuff that he said just really kind of threw me. So do me a favor. Listen to this, and I'm going to tell you what I think, and then I want you to tell me what you think.
Okay.
Just given the uncertainty around how we perform this year, you know, I think that there are times when you just, you know, chalk it up and chalk it up to a bad year, and you go do the whole thing over again and hope that you're going to get a different result. I think that there are some things that we need to improve upon that are my responsibility to improve upon from a roster standpoint, that have been, you know, that have cost us some games this year. And having the flexibility to be able to go out and do that in the off season was important to us.
Ed, what is he talking about? You play baseball. What is he talking about? Is he saying he screwed up? Is he saying everything wasn't put together right? Is he saying that players didn't perform exactly? What is he saying?
You know what that sounds like, Brother Paul? That's getting ready to pass the buck, man. And, you know, everybody's, you know, in baseball and sports is particularly, you know, you got your GMs, there's different levels of, you know, people have their responsibilities. Owners own, GMs, GM, managers, player, you play, right? Well, at his level, he's already looking, because it has been a debacle of a season, he's already looking to almost create the narrative that, you know, we've done everything we can in the front office, and it's either the players or the manager's fault. When in reality, you know this too, because you're a baseball man, you look at this Diamondbacks roster. We talked about on our show this past Saturday, you know, we had a caller call in trying to figure out what's wrong with the Diamondbacks. And I can tell you what's wrong with the Diamondbacks. They got no talent out there, and the primary reason is because they continue to develop talent and give it away and let it go develop some, you know, be great somewhere else, or you don't pay for the greatness that you have here, i.e. Greinke, Goldschmidt, you had J.D. Martinez for a minute. So instead of being like the Dodgers, which I know we're in a different market and stratosphere when it comes to money, but the Dodgers, they go out and they pay good money for good players, for great players. We continue to get players in here, and like I said, either develop them and get rid of them, or we rent them for a quick minute and then decide, nah, we can't afford that one, so we're going to just let them go somewhere else. A couple of years ago, or maybe the year Astros and Nationals, they did the World Series, it might have been last year, they could have fielded a full team of former Diamondbacks and managers and stuff like that with, you know, these dudes used to wear our uniform. They're all now playing in a World Series for this other, for these other organizations. So for me, that's just a cop-out. That's one of those, you know, where, like I said, he's getting ready to pass the blame off on somebody else because, you know, he doesn't like that his seat's getting a little hot. And that's why you get all the stammering and the ring around the rosy talk and stuff like that, because he knows people are starting to look and trying to, like, it's like, what the heck is going on? And I guarantee, I'm going to raise sin if they even talk about Torey Lovullo is not managing that team or he's not the right person for that position. What he's done with the mediocre talent that he's had here, and he's had a couple seasons where we've gotten into the playoffs, and then he surprised us last year. They made a run all the way to September when it was like, I kept saying, how are they doing this? And it was smoke and mirrors, bro. By the time they got to September, they ran out of gas. The Dodgers became who they were. The rest was history. So you can't, you know, I always joke, you can't make flank steak taste like filet mignon. And he's, like I said, he's going to start getting ready to pass that buck as it's not his fault. Somebody else must not be doing their job below him.
Here's something else, excuse me, that he said, because this was me asking him directly. And then I'm going to tell you what I thought as soon as he gave me and everyone else in the media this answer. What is he saying to his fans? Because this followed that last thing that I just played for you.
Caution
is what he said
for 2021. I think we're situated in a fairly strong position moving into the off season. We're going to have one of the better farm systems in the entirety of the league. I don't say that. I've said this consistently. It's not a trophy for me. That is so that we can bring up players that are going to come up and be guys that are going to help us win a World Series. And there are going to be opportunities for us to make deals to improve our team. So I don't think without that, you are situated very well. I feel like we are. And then, you know, I commiserate and empathize with the fans for 2020. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I don't mind repeating myself. We started this season with every expectation of making the playoffs. And we have, at this moment in time, are not projected to do so. And that is very disappointing.
Ed Smith from Easy Sports Talk Radio is here on the Cave Show with PLR on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. That sounded to me like a dude that threw in the towel. Now, I know they're 3.5 back. I know that. But they're also there's an expanded playoffs. Torey Lovullo just on Sunday night said, I feel I can get this turned around and get us in with the team that we have. We know that they've lost 10 out of 11. But he makes those trades. And he basically, by saying, I commiserate with the fans, and he threw in the towel.
Oh, if this was, you know, back in the day, you know, you're on the battlefield, and, you know, you can pick, select your war of choice. If you heard your general talking like that, bro, I mean, dudes will be packing their stuff in the middle of the night and getting out of town. I mean, he pretty much has just said, hey, yeah, we're pretty much done, and we're just going to surrender. And, you know, hopefully our enemy has mercy on us at this point. And, I mean, you can't get any type of confidence out of just the, and you think about this, Paul. You know, sometimes you can hear it in somebody's voice, not even just their words. He sounds so defeated and like you said, just has already thrown in the towel. And it's like, wow, how's anybody supposed to think we have a chance moving forward? And obviously anybody who's left on the roster at this point after the garage sale, I mean, you got to be wondering. And then at the same time, he's trying to preach how the future looks so bright. I don't see a bright future there.
Here's the thing I always crack up about. Whenever, and this is only baseball, I hear about our minor leagues. Maybe I'm wrong, but there's a reason why they're playing in the minor leagues, and it's because they're not ready for the big leagues. So if they're not ready for the big leagues now, without big league experience, without playing a full season, how is a bunch of minor league guys going to lead you to a World Series? And then, Ed, here's what he said about some of the players they traded for yesterday. Mejia, a good prospect. Fairchild, he's better than Van Meter right now, and he's probably a little bit more ready. Smith, he's a lefty starter. What kind of – you're telling me that's what you gave up or you got back to give up Chasen and Bradley and all and another frontline pitcher? That's and you gave up Marte, and that's what you get back, and that's the best sales job you can give me. Ed, I'm confused.
When you start talking about prospects, Paul, that means you're talking about years of rebuilding, because prospects aren't. I mean, when you're talking about competing, especially in the division with the Dodgers, golly, I mean, they make the what's left of the Diamondbacks. I mean, a good. Mediocre triple A team, a good double A team at this point, when you've dumped everything. And like I said, when you're talking about prospects in the future, it's just that. It's not immediate. This is future for 3 and 4 years down the line. And that's if you get it right. And we all know when you're guaranteed, when you're hoping on prospects, that's all a hope and a dream, man. You can look up and you're still rebuilding 4 or 5 years later because you haven't gotten veteran talent or developed that talent that you so-called are looking to mold into good quality big league players. So, you know, as far as hope, I mean, he pretty much put up the flag, not just for this year, but for years to come. And this is going to be something we all know how the fans out here, they'll turn on you in a minute. Right now, the stadiums are empty because of the coronavirus. They come back next year, man, it might still be empty.
So, here's two things, and I'm the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one only. My brother Ed Smith, Easy Sports Talk Radio, heard 1060 a.m. every Saturday from 10 till 12. You have to be able to market when you have a professional sports team, especially when your team is a bad team or not a good team. So in saying that, you have to have some type of a face. So the Milwaukee Bucks and Indiana, in terms of market share size, is about the same. But Milwaukee has Giannis, and Indiana doesn't. So people around the country will watch Milwaukee play when they really could care less about what Indiana does. So you 2 years ago traded away the face of your team for your fans and Paul Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
You now left with Archie Bradley. You now trade away Archie Bradley, who's the face, who was now the face of your franchise. So even though Ketel Marte is a better player, I'm going to speak in business truths. When he does press conferences, they're in Spanish and they have to be translated. For baseball writers and for people that know baseball, we could care less. When you're marketing to your fan base, it is hard to sell your best player when he doesn't speak the language of 80% of your fans as a first language. So it doesn't matter how great he is. You can't market him the same way. So when you give up two faces of your organization and you may end up being a bad team, you now have no marketability because there's no one that the fans can now relate to. Am I often saying that?
You couldn't say it even better. I mean, you know, like you said, a couple of years ago, you let Goldschmidt go. We all thought, I said this the other day, Goldie should have been somebody who you retired him in this jersey. There's no way he should be playing somewhere else. You can go down the list of other players. But when you, like you said, you don't have a face of the franchise that can be just that, a face to the public to want to draw them, the fans in, it's a lost cause. I mean, they don't have anybody on this roster. Like, you know, you would right now, this would be a prime time where our biggest Diamondback players are on every McDonald's commercial and every, Walmart or whatever the brand is. We don't have them out there doing anything because there is no face to it. And like I said, that's not going to draw fans into the stadium. And you combine that with what they're going to do on the field, because I see a whole bunch of losses. You know, it's almost a blessing, Paul, that this is only a 60-game season. This could be one of the worst in, you know, the history of the franchise. And it's, you know, like next year, I don't see a big improvement unless you go out and spend huge bucks in getting a big-time star in here. And then, like you said, as far as marketing, they're starting from ground zero. There's not going to be anything left in the cupboard, and nobody's going to recognize them. And like, so you're going to take a back seat to every other team in this division. Even the thing about this, Paul, even the Padres have a couple faces you can say, you know, we might not like them, but they got a couple faces you can say, well, you know, that dude's a star. And I'm sure they're marketing the heck out of them over there in San Diego.
You just saved it, because you know what? I was about to ask you that question, so you just saved time. Because I was going to say, I think it's sad that here's a team that's in the fifth largest city in the country, and you're having a hard time dealing with monetarily treating it like it's the fifth largest, when San Diego, which is a small city, I think, hell, Mesa might be as big as San Diego, and they're finding ways to get marketing and to pay players and to get eyes on them. And Ed, to me, basically, you know what it says? There's going to be – I think everyone knows there's going to be a strike after the next season. I think everybody knows that. Baseball couldn't agree on 60 games. They're not going to agree on a package. So I think we all know there's going to be a strike. Even though Hazen denied it because he has to, he's not going to admit it, I think the Diamondbacks just wanted to save money because they know they're not going to go deep in the playoffs. They know they're not going to go deep in the playoffs next year. And the last thing they wanted to do in a strike year was be hand-tied with the contracts coming back following the strike when they knew they weren't going to go anywhere.
Yeah. And, you know, the sad part, Paul, this is a year when they actually opened up the dance to several more teams, you know, with the shortened season and everything. If you can't make it during this time, like I said, they've actually invited a couple more people, you're still not going to get in? That's sad, man.
Yeah, I don't know. So let me say this to the people out there, because I promise it. I have some Bears Mitchell Trubisky. I'm going to push it to tomorrow. Because when I start talking to Bears and Mitchell, I need more time. We're up against the clock. We only got about 5 minutes left. I need more than 5 minutes to get into Mitch. And I need more minutes than that to get into Bears, because I have to feel sad a little bit while I'm letting this all out. But I want your opinion on one other thing real quick before I let you go, because like I said, I know we're up against it. And I'm asking for you to come back on next week before football season starts so we can talk about the season.
Absolutely, bro.
Okay, so real quick, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue called the Big Ten and is employing them to play. And I said, I find it funny how the same person who said, keep politics out of sports, the NBA is down in ratings because no one wants to see politics in sports. Although Major League Baseball, hockey, tennis, everyone did the same boycott that basketball did. Now, in saying that, you called the Big Ten and told them you want them to play. You haven't called the Pac-12. And as I looked at my map, because I actually remember geography in school, Oregon, California, Washington, Colorado, not states you're going to carry anyway. Swing states, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Indiana is already yours. Illinois, you know you're going to lose because of Chicago. All swing states. All of a sudden, you want them to play and be the person that says, look what I got back for you. Am I often saying that for the person that wants politics out of sports and for all these people that say that, funny they have no problem with 1600 trying to force football in states that are swing vote states?
Preach, Brother Paul. If we were in the church right now, I'd be in the aisle dancing, bro. You can't say it any better than that. And what's sad is, you know, he thinks we're stupid. You know, they think we're stupid. Like, we don't see what, you know, is going on. So, yeah, no, it couldn't be any more transparent. And, you know, not saying anything about safety of our people or the athletes. It's all about getting that support and, like you said, that vote, bro.
it's Alabama is a 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue fan. That state we know will follow him anywhere. But Nick Saban led his players on the Black Lives Matter march for unity and for awareness and for every other reason that every other march has been. I didn't see any tweets from 1600 about Nick Saban. Now, we jump on a whole bunch of people. Nick Saban, though, got left off. And here's what I started deducing. And this is where that ASU education comes in. I know one thing. They may love 1600, but they don't love 1600 more than they love Nick Saban, and they don't love it more than they love Alabama football. And there's something that you just don't insult, and that's Saban and Alabama football. What a coincidence we stayed away from insulting Nick Saban and what he did.
Of course, it's all plotted, man. I mean, it's like I said, it's so transparent. I'm so over. I just can't wait till we get to November, and we hopefully our people, meaning all of us, not of color. I mean, all of our people of right and sound mind make the right decision in terms of our future, the future of this country. Because yeah, we've dealt with this way too long, and you know, it's time for change, man. It's time for change.
So, speaking of change, I'm about to set the date and the time for the draft. It's going to be this Sunday for our fantasy draft. Now, I've got a message for you, and I have to make sure I share this. PLR Jr. was in that other league that we had, but we didn't have enough participation. But I had two people drop out of this league. He's one of the people that filled the spot. Now, here's what I told him. It's a $50 league. Dad will loan you $50, but if you win any money, I get my $50 back first, and then you get whatever you get. He told me not only should he not have to pay me back when he wins the league, but tell everyone that he's in the league and he's ready. What the hell kind of 10-year-old monster did I raise?
Bruh. The apple don't fall far from the tree, you know that. You can't raise them up in the Richardson house and all of a sudden be surprised that they want to be just like Daddy Richard. So, hey, I applaud him for thinking the way he is. You know? Hey, just let him know the Easy Riders ain't scared of nobody though, bro. We take on all covers.
And man, tell everyone where they can check you out at.
Hey man, every Saturday on 10:60 a.m. KSLX HD channel 2 100.7, and on Facebook as well. They go to the Facebook page. It's the Easy Sports Talk, and then Twitter and Instagram at Ed Smith Speaks. Man, I appreciate you always, brother Paul.
I appreciate you, and like I said, I got to catch up with you next week before the season starts so we can pound that out. And I got another couple of videos to send you. I sent you the video of him with the range. I got another one for you.
Oh, yeah. I meant to tell you, man. He's putting it up there.
So, hey, that apple.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. tell them to keep going as they do.
All right, my brother. I appreciate you, and we'll catch up for sure.
Sounds good, brother Paul. Have a good one, man. Appreciate you.
All right, you too. Appreciate you. The one, the only Ed Smith. Make sure you're following us, Sports Cave, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, PLR on Sports, sportscave.com. Cave is with the K. Until tomorrow, this is the Cave Show with PLR. Temps, bring us home.